Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the 1980s and 90s, AIDS was the country's number one killer of adults ages 35 to 45. In Utah at the time, it was a stigmatized and shameful illness, and Utah doctors generally refused to treat AIDS patients. But because of one willing physician, Utah's queer community developed hope for overcoming AIDS, and many began to come out about their sexuality. When AIDS first appeared in the U.S. in the early 80s, many people were afraid of contracting it by touch or through the air. Such attitudes, caused by misinformation about AIDS and fear of homosexuality, had real implications for those affected by the disease. Salt Lake-based Dr. Kristen Reese was the only physician in Utah willing to treat AIDS patients, and as such, most patients quit her practice except for the queer and elderly. This led to her practice being nicknamed a Gays and Grays office. Dr. Reese saw patients from all over Utah. She made an effort to not wear gloves around them and ended each visit with a hug. In the early days of the epidemic, treatment was unknown, and AIDS was a death sentence for many of its victims. But together with her PA, Maggie Snyder, Dr. Reese's office single-handedly addressed the AIDS crisis in Utah. Her practice cared for 90% of Utah's AIDS patients between 1982 and 2009. Holy Cross Hospital and its staff of nuns provided social counseling, food, shelter, and medical care to patients who were rejected by their families or churches. Meanwhile, survivors remember the Utah State Legislature considering tattooing each AIDS patient or quarantining them to a colony on Antelope Island to address the epidemic. Despite the atmosphere of shame and homophobia around the AIDS crisis in Utah, the work of Dr. Reese and other activists created a sense of hope. Dr. Reese reflected that treating AIDS patients helped her accept her own homosexuality, and she eventually married Maggie Snyder. For many queer people, the negligence around AIDS versus the compassion and care received from Dr. Reese's office was a catalyst for something much bigger: coming out, advocating for each other, and asserting hope in the face of extreme loss. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the University of Utah History Department. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.